Chapter 6, Practice 1. Ben is listening to a radio program about his favorite writer. You now have 40 seconds to study the questions. Now listen to the radio program. When you hear a beep, answer the question. The radio program will be played 2 times. The radio program will begin now.
Good morning. Welcome to Kids Talk, your daily children's program. On today's program, we have a very popular children's book writer, Michael Wilson. Welcome, Michael.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Michael, why do so many children love your books?
Well, I think it's because children like the topics of my books. My stories are about real things that children see and experience. No wizards, genies, or pirates, but the things in their daily lives. Children see themselves as the characters in my stories. I write about feelings and experiences they understand.
Question 1. How often can listeners listen to the program? Question 2. What are Michael's books about?
When did you start writing children's books?
Well, I started writing in the year 2000. My first book was called Moving On.
What's it about?
It's about a boy called Gary who moves to a new town with his family. The night before Gary goes to his new school, he's really frightened. He thinks the children will be unfriendly and he'll have no friends there. However, when he gets to his new school the next morning, he's surprised that it isn't bad after all. He likes it very much indeed. He meets many new friends and likes his new teachers. They are kind and friendly. Gary learns not to worry too much.
Question 3. How does Gary feel the night before he starts his new school? He is... Question 4. What is Gary's first day at school like?
I know you've just finished a new book, right?
Yes, it's called Jump for Gold. It's about a girl called Holly who wants to be a sports star. But she's short and can't jump high. She feels terrible and is angry with herself. But Holly's PE teacher cheers her up. Holly then works hard and practices a lot. She practices jumping day and night. At last, she wins the jumping contest on sports day. Winning a gold medal is a joyful experience for Holly and her teacher. They both cry with joy.
Holly learns that she should believe in herself.
Question 5. Which of the following is not true about Holly? Question 6. At the end of the story, Holly's teacher is...
Good. I like the messages behind your stories, Michael. Thanks for talking with us today. Michael will be at Dodwell's bookshop tomorrow, so if you want a copy of Jump for Gold, signed by the writer, go to Dodwell's tomorrow between 2 and 4pm. Now, let's have a break.
Question 7. What will Michael do tomorrow? Question 8. When will Michael be at the bookshop tomorrow?
Listen to the radio program again and check your answers.
Good morning. Welcome to Kids Talk, your daily children's program. On today's program, we have a very popular children's book writer, Michael Wilson. Welcome, Michael.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Michael, why do so many children love your books?
Well, I think it's because children like the topics of my books. My stories are about real things that children see and experience. No wizards, genies, or pirates, but the things in their daily lives. Children see themselves as the characters in my stories. I write about feelings and experiences they understand.
When did you start writing children's books?
Well, I started writing in the year 2000. My first book was called Moving On.
What's it about?
It's about a boy called Gary who moves to a new town with his family. The night before Gary goes to his new school, he's really frightened. He thinks the children will be unfriendly and he'll have no friends there. However, when he gets to his new school the next morning, he's surprised that it isn't bad after all. He likes it very much indeed. He meets many new friends and likes his new teachers. They are kind and friendly. Gary learns not to worry too much.
I know you've just finished a new book, right?
Yes, it's called Jump for Gold. It's about a girl called Holly who wants to be a sports star. But she's short and can't jump high. She feels terrible and is angry with herself. But Holly's PE teacher cheers her up. Holly then works hard and practices a lot. She practices jumping day and night. At last, she wins the jumping contest on sports day. Winning a gold medal is a joyful experience for Holly and her teacher. They both cry with joy. Holly learns that she should believe in herself.
Good. I like the messages behind your stories, Michael. Thanks for talking with us today. Michael will be at Dodwell's bookshop tomorrow, so if you want a copy of Jump for Gold, signed by the writer, go to Dodwell's tomorrow between 2 and 4pm. Now, let's have a break.
This is the end of Practice 1.